time to say very, very good morning to Peter Allam, our legal eagle on duty. And we're talking about motorists being aware and watching out for cyclists, pedestrians and motorcyclists. Peter, good morning. Welcome.
Yes, morning, Wayne. It's a very interesting topic this morning, and I think very, very applicable to where we live out on the coast and our listeners on the East Coast. You know, the heading is be vigilant and cautious of pedestrians, cyclists and motorcyclists. Well, on the coast we can add cows, horses, and of course guava hunters on the side of the road.
and can I add bush pigs to that?
And bush pigs, yes. You can add the bush pigs. There's plenty of them around as well.
And the odd rhino.
Yeah. Yeah, and the odd rhino from time to time. One never knows what's going to come, what we're going to come across there.
No, indeed.
But yes, you know, especially where we are, be very careful, be very cautious. You know, we're on a road, we're in an area that's become very busy. It was never ever that busy. 20, 25 years ago, there was not traffic on the road like there is today. So, you know, one needs to be cautious. And what does it mean to be vigilant and cautious? It means to be watchful, means to be attentive, means to look for potential dangers and problems. You need to observe your surroundings. You need to travel slowly according to the speed limit and be prepared to take action to avoid harm. You know, it's from personal security sort of safety type of thing, right through to organizational security, which we have out there as well. And really, it's important that you are very, very attentive of what's happening on the road, especially with the potholes as well. Let's not leave the potholes out of this. They also play a major role in the road that we have there. You know, you need to search all the time for threats or problems. You need to be cautious of the potholes. You need to be cautious of what the other motorists are doing. I mean, just this morning traveling in, I saw a vehicle going down. We know that just before the turn off to Glengarriff, there's that huge sort of moving of the tar on the road with a huge dip and everybody goes around it. Approaching from the other side, there's a bump in the road where the, you know, the hazard mark is. People come to the other side of the road. This morning I saw a car go across to the oncoming traffic. There was more than sufficient time, but the oncoming car was flashing lights and you could see they were upset that this person had come across. But, you know, if you're traveling at a decent speed and you're aware of the road, you watch for things like that.
You almost so you need to be prepare and, for somebody to be on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah, you must be prepared because it happens all the time. There are lots of potholes there that warrant people moving across or holes in the road, unfortunately. The big trucks have caused a lot of damage. We can't say that we must get rid of the big trucks because they need it on the road. They need to deliver stuff and things like that. But there are some big dents on our road there. So, you know, it comes back to where we were to say what is the obligations of the motorist towards pedestrians, cyclists, and I've added motorcyclists, although we don't have a lot of motorbikes on that road, we do have them, and we need to be careful of that. So, you know, in terms of the National Road Traffic Act, there are obligations for motorists sharing the roads with pedestrians and cyclists. You know, like I said, they always need to be vigilant, they need to be cautious, they need to keep a proper lookout for pedestrians and cyclists. And, you know, our roads belong to all users. Don't say the road is there for motor vehicles and engine-driven vehicles. They're not there. They're not there for the exclusive use of those behind the wheel of a car or behind an engine. They're there for everybody.
Everybody.
And like we mentioned, on that road of ours, there's no place for pedestrians to walk on the side. Unfortunately, we just do not get the sides well cut and cut back. At the moment, there is a huge attempt being made by volunteers again, not by the department, to clear the side of the road. And we're very thankful for that to the farmers and those with machinery that are getting in and cutting back for us so that, you know, the pedestrians can walk there. But, you know, often going home, often coming to work, there are people walking on the road, and you've got to be careful of them. You've got to slow down because they've got nowhere else to walk. You know, especially when you come up towards Crossways as well with the farm workers there, they're always on the road, especially
sort of at morning, 5 in the afternoon. Yeah,
and I mean, I feel sorry for them. You know, often if it's been raining, that there's a ditch there and it's full of water, you can't expect them. You know, somebody once said to me, "Ah, they wear gumboots anyway to work in the field, so why don't they just walk in the water?" Mm, you know, that's not what they're expected of it. We're human.
Yeah.
We must respect that. So, you know, especially as well is that there are a lot of times and the groups pick it up when their vehicles that have broken down, people get a puncture from a pothole or people just have a puncture or the vehicles back up or a load is dropped off. You've got to be cautious and vigilant of things like that. And yes, it's great that people report it so that the others behind, you know, if you're on the group, you can pick it up immediately. And be cautious as to where it is and approach by slowing down or stopping if need be when approaching something like that. You also need to watch for pedestrians crossing the road, especially at Crossways itself over there, and also the taxis that stop on the side of the road. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, just this morning I saw one stop and a passenger jumped out and ran across the road in front of me, a fair way away from me. But, you know, the person still looked and took a gap, you know.
Yeah.
If I was speeding or if there was a car behind me that overtook me or something, they wouldn't have seen that passenger. So, you know, you've got to be aware of pedestrians crossing the road, approaching. A lot of them walk on the wrong side of the road. You know, you're supposed to walk into oncoming traffic and not walk with the flow of traffic as a pedestrian, but that often doesn't happen. I must also say that I'm most impressed with most of the workers on the road in the early morning. They do wear gear that's got that luminous yellow on it so that you can see them quite clearly from far away. Your car lights shine onto them and that type of thing. You know, the other point that there is that there is an obligation on motorists. If there is a pedestrian or a cyclist or someone knocked over, the Section 61 of the Act of the will tell you that, you know, it's compulsory for you to stop. It's compulsory for you to assist. You know, you can't just ignore it. So there is an obligation on you in that regard as well that you need to be very, very cautious of. You know, you need to imagine yourself in a situation where you bump somebody and you can't just, you'll be charged with hit and run should you not stop to assist in those particular circumstances. Also, you know, it works both ways. So, you know, you've also got the situation where you've got the pedestrian or the cyclist or somebody on the road, an animal on the road. You know, if you do hit a cow on the road or something like that, if you can find the owner of the car, yes, you do have a right of recourse against that person. You know, a cow should not be on the road. They're so supposed to be looked after, they're supposed to be fenced in and things like that, but you know, out where we are, they walk freely, like you say, anything from a bush pig to a cow to a horse to a
runner,
guava hunter, they all to be found there. And yes, you need to be very, very and extremely cautious with all of those. There is a duty on you. Runners, you know, don't think that, you know, if you're a runner, you know, that you own the road, that vehicles must be cautious of you. You know, it does happen that you're running and maybe your legs are tiring or your focus is fixed and maybe out of breath or, you know, feeling a little bit weak and that type of thing. And then, you know, both ways, person can drive into a pedestrian, pedestrians can wander into the road where there's a car. So, you know, you've got to be careful there. The cause of the action will always be assessed and evaluated. And these days they can put a crash back together like you can't believe. A crash bang is not like the old days where, who did what? How was it done? These days they can check your car, what speed you were traveling at. And in fact, reenact the entire accident in the course, which is fantastic. You get specialists that have done that, people that have been working on that for a long time. and their decisions all over the show. You know, the Supreme Court said that a runner owes a duty of care, not only to fellow runners, but also to every member of the public sharing a route, especially when not on a designated route or track, which is what we would have. It's different where you've got a marathon happening or an organized race and it's designated and marked out. But if you go just off for a little run in the jog in the morning, be careful. You can become the person that's made responsible for the damage to your vehicle or your own damage, and you may not be able to recover damages if you've been injured. The duty works both ways. It's not just to say the car must be careful. The person driving on the road must be careful. You know, you must have a foreseeable standard of care. A runner must anticipate that there are oncoming cars, that there are cars coming from behind him, that cars may overtake each other on the route and that type of thing. So if you're going to go for a run, make sure you know the road. Make sure you know the safety side of it. Especially out where we are, you know, you get people running from Sinsa East to Crossways and back and things like that quite often on the road. Yes, it's a nice grueling run, as they call it. But, you know, don't get into the road. Don't get yourself into trouble. Make sure that your standard of care as a runner or a cyclist or something like that is good. You know, also from a car point of view, you know, they re-enact these days and you get the cam camera, which you can fit into your car, a very good thing. They're cheap, worthwhile getting, because always the pedestrian or the car or something like that is going to say, oh, but that person should have seen it. So, you know, the camera, vital these days. I think you can buy them for as cheap as 250 Rand. You put a card in there, you can download it. So if you've got any problems and anything's happened, you can show exactly what has happened. So, you know, make sure that you are diligent and observant and vigilant in that regard with what's happening on the road. And I'm talking today especially to the people on our East Coast. That road, I'm not going to call it a dangerous road, but it's a road where you really need to be vigilant and cautious at all times, you know. And also, you know, what I've noticed with the road is that in the evenings, you know, make sure that you're well prepared. Make sure that your spare wheel is pumped up and things like that. You don't want to get stuck on that road. It's a far way in the dark to walk. And in fact, the people seem to go home by 8 o'clock at night. There don't seem to be many vehicles on the road. Early in the morning, there are not many vehicles in the road. So, you know, you need to observe what's happening and be aware of what's happening and all that type of thing. Keep your eyes up, as they say. Scan the surroundings. Look all over the show. You know, as I say at the moment, you know, people are hungry. People are taking guavas off the trees on the side of the road. Every now and then you just see somebody pop out of the bush unexpectedly because the trees are thick and the grass is long on the side. But the guavas are there. It's guava season at the moment. And like you say, you know, the cows on the road and the other animals that we find on the road, bush pigs, I mean, especially bush pigs. And especially when you come around there by Arena, you often get these little bush pigs running straight across the road there from Unkwezi to Arena. I don't know how they get in and out, but they seem to do it.
They've got their roots. Yes, they know where their little gaps are.
Yeah, they get in and they get out and they're very dangerous. So, you know, that's basically what our chat is today. So be careful. Your personal safety needs to be considered at all times. You need to be aware. You need to be vigilant. You need to be cautious. And I think even the word curious comes into it, in that you must be curious to see, what is that car going to do? Is that car just going to stay on the road and travel? You know, watch it. Beware of what's taking place. Yeah, that's basically where we are today, you know, with the chat, Wayne.
And Peter, if I can just add that what you said is, you know, try and sort of think, what is that car going to do? That's all part, in fact, everything that you've mentioned is all part of defensive driving, you know, anticipating the unanticipatable sometimes, you've kind of got to kind of think the person in front of you is a bigger idiot than you can even imagine, because then you're prepared for absolutely anything. The car coming towards you might just decide to swerve out because there's something in the road that you can't see, but maybe they've seen.
Yeah, that's so true. In fact, you know, especially if you get a stranger on that road of ours, you know, they're traveling along and all of a sudden somebody's gone along nicely now and put plastic bags back in all the potholes with a little white sort of like strip sticking out the part of the packet or something like that. So, you know, you're coming along and the next minute it's in front of you, you see this big thing sticking out of the road and you automatically, your brain is going to tell you, swerve away from it. Don't go through it. And that's exactly what we're talking about. You're right. Be careful and aware at all times of things like that.
You
never know when it's going to happen.
And it could happen at any time. So, you know, anticipate the unanticipatable, if that's even a word. Peter, very interesting, and you know, sort of the variety of chats and things that we cover on the show. But if from a legal point of view, anybody would like to get in touch with you, maybe they've found themselves in a situation after a road incident, how do they get in touch?
Yeah, they can get hold of us at 6 Sansom Road in Berea. Telephone 043-721-018. Or if they just like us on Facebook, add a S to our surname, A-L-L-A-M for Mary, S for Sugar, Alums. They'll find all our details there. And, of course, like I always say, if they go onto your site, they'll find us there as well with all the details over there. The chats are there, recorded by yourself, and they'll find the chats on our website, or not website, but on our Facebook site as well.
Right. Great. Well, Peter, thank you very, very much.
Short and sweet today.
Short, sweet, and to the point. But do drive carefully.
Be vigilant, be cautious.
Indeed. And have a great week. Thanks, Peter. We'll chat again next week, Monday.
Super, Wayne. Thank you.
Ciao. Cheerio then. That's Peter Allam with today's Legal Eagle Chat. And do be aware of what's happening on the roads. Coming up at the top of the hour at 8, we've got news. The Constitutional Court issues directives on the MKP case against President Ramaphosa. Police welcome sentencing of hitman. BLSA is disappointed after the downgrade of Transnet. And sports news with Mark Godfrey. That all coming your way at the top of the hour.
This is how Timothy's 8th birthday party sounds to you. Over there, a group of children is vying to smash the piñata first. That giggling in the corner is two boys smuggling extra slices of cake. And in the distance, Albert, the neighbor's terrier, begins to yap. But this is how Timothy's 8th birthday party sounds to Timothy. For people with autism, this is what life may sound like, and they can't just turn it off. To find out more, visit autono.co.za. A message from Autism South Africa.
Yeah, mate, I thought Australia had a lot of bugs till I moved to the Eastern Cape. Lucky for me, I met a bloke from Pestmaster who sorted out all my pest control problems, from wood borer, termite treatment, and all the crawling insects. Thank you, Pestmaster, for your professional service and conduct. Call Pestmaster today on 043 743 3637. We are in the book. Pestmaster. Your complete pest control solution.
Wild Coast Radio.
Oh, we believe in black man brain. Oh, we know. From the Wild Coast to the world, Wild Coast Radio.
If the birds up in the trees know how